case for Nick Carter, Master Detective.
Yes, it's a case for that most famous of all manhunters, the detective whose ability at solving crime is unequaled in the history of detective fiction. Nick Carter, Master Detective. Continuing the curious adventure called
Kidnapped for Sale, or Nick Carter and the Mystery of the Missing Babies.
In an effort to recover a stolen baby, Nick Carter and his secretary, Patsy, called an office occupied by a crook named Arnold. Arnold, aided by Dutch, another member of the gang, overpowers them and locks them in an airtight vault built into the wall of the office. Knowing that suffocation threatens them in a very few minutes, Patsy becomes panicky.
Nick, I'm afraid. I'm scared. I feel as if
Now, easy, Patsy. Don't let it get you.
I can't get my breath, Nick. I can't breathe.
Patsy, listen to me. Breathe deeply.
All right, Nick.
That's it. You're more frightened than anything else. The air isn't going yet.
You're right, Nick. I'm sorry I let myself go that way.
Yeah, that's the girl. Now, let's see. There must be some way out of this vault. There's got to be.
How much time have we got, Nick?
I should say the air in here ought to last us about 10 minutes.
That isn't very long, is it?
No, it isn't. But I hope we'll be out by that time. The walls are all solid. Floor's solid, too. Take a look at the ceiling. It's solid, too. Patsy, look.
I don't see anything.
There's an automatic sprinkler nozzle set on the ceiling in case of fire.
Oh, yes, I see it now.
Patsy, that sprinkler may get us out of here.
Get us out?
Yes.
Nick, how?
If I hold a lighted match under the nozzle, the heat will set off the automatic sprinkler system in this vault. Oh. In some place in the building, an alarm will go off, and it'll bring help in no time.
Oh, but, Nick, my new hat will get soaking wet.
Patsy, it's better than suffocating. Let's see, where are my matches?
You got them?
Yeah, no, strike one. There. Now, if I stand on my toes, I can just reach the sprinkler nozzle. Yeah, there. Just have to hold the match to it long enough for it to heat up.
How long will it take?
Oh, just a few seconds. Then it should...
Oh, Nick, the water's cold.
Yes, Patsy, but listen. You can hear the alarm ringing somewhere in the building.
Yeah, I hear it. How long would it take for them to find it?
Only a few minutes, Patsy. The indicator on the sprinkler system will show them the troubles on this floor. They'll have no difficulty tracing us down from there.
Nick!
What is it, Patsy?
The water is up to my ankle.
Well, I know. The vault's airtight, and that means it's also watertight.
But, Nick, it's rising so fast.
I know, Patsy, but it was either this or suffocation.
But, Nick, suppose nobody finds us until the water's over.
Steady, Patsy, steady. All we can do now is wait and hope.
You, Arnold.
Yes, Chief. I understand you wanted to see me.
Yes, I do. Sit down.
Thanks, Chief.
Listen, Arnold. During the past few months, I've built this baby-selling racket up to a point where we're making $1,000 out of it. And we've got customers for every baby we can lay our hands on.
I know, Chief. I've been doing my best to get more of them.
Yes, so I understand. Weren't you instructed never to take a baby unless the mother signed it over to you so the police would have nothing on us?
Oh, that's what I've been doing, Chief.
Yes. And what's this I hear about the Anders woman? Huh? Did you get her to sign a release?
Well, no, Chief, but it wouldn't have worked in her case.
You fool, you should have let her alone then.
I know, Chief, but I had a customer who was willing to pay $3,000 for a baby boy like hers now. I couldn't pass up money like that, could I?
Do you know that the Anders woman went to Nick Carter for help?
Yes, I know that, but...
You crazy fool!
But, Chief...
Do you know what it'll mean if Carter decides to investigate our business?
But, Chief, Nick Carter isn't going to do any more investigating, ever.
What do you mean?
A little while ago, he came to my office in the Stanley Building. Before he could start anything, Dutch and I took care of him.
You mean you got rid of him?
Sure. Dutch and I locked Carter and his secretary in the office vault. Oh, they couldn't have lasted more than 10 minutes in that vault. It's airtight.
You're sure they won't get out? Carter's no fool.
Oh, neither am I, Chief. That vault is fireproof and airtight.
Nick Carter dead. Sounds unbelievable.
He's dead, all right, Chief. And I cleaned everything out of the office, too. The police can't trace a thing to us. I didn't leave a thing behind.
Good. You better have your apartment cleaned out, too.
All right, Chief.
I only hope you're right about getting rid of Carter. He was the one man who could have ruined everything for us.
Well, of course I'm right, Chief. From now on, you can forget about Nick Carter. He finally walked into something that was more than he could handle.
Someone come. The water's up to my waist.
I'm certain that by this time the alarms have heard.
Then where are they? At the rate the water's rising, the boat will be full in a few minutes.
Steady, Patsy. You mustn't lose your nerve.
But, Nick...
Perhaps if I rap with my flashlight on the door, it'll attract somebody's attention.
If there's anyone out there to hear it...
Well, that's what I'm hoping, Patsy. Oh,
Nick, maybe there isn't anyone in the building. Maybe nobody heard the alarm.
Patsy, you're forgetting the elevator operator brought us up. Then I heard Arnold say there was a night watchman. I'll try rapping again.
Who's there?
Oh, Nick, thank heaven someone's out there.
Yes. Can you hear us?
Yes, I hear you. Where are you?
We're locked up in the vault.
Did you say locked in the vault?
Yes. See if you can open it.
What are you doing there?
We're locked in. See if you can open the vault door.
Oh, well, all right. No, can't open it. It's locked, and I don't know the combination.
Oh, Nick.
Hold it, Patsy. If you do what I say, I think you can get it open.
Yeah, but I don't know nothing about safe. I better call the police.
No, wait. By the time you get the police, we'll be dead.
What are you going to do, Nick?
If I were on the outside of the safe, Patsy, I could open it by turning the dial and listening to the clicks of the combination. I've done that often enough before. But locked in here the way we are, I'm going to let him turn the dial while I listen for the clicks of the tumblers.
I think that's a wonderful idea, but hurry.
What do you want me to do?
Now listen carefully. Turn the dial of the safe slowly to the right. When I hear the tumblers fall, I'll tell you to stop. You understand?
No. Don't make sense to me.
Will you please do as I say to save our lives?
Oh, yes, I guess so.
All right. Now start turning the dial slowly to the right.
To the right. All right. Yes, I'm doing it.
Keep turning. Stop.
What do I do now?
Start turning the dial slowly to the left.
To the left, yes. All right. Here we are.
Stop!
Oh, hurry, Nick, hurry.
All right. What next?
Now start turning the dial slowly to the right.
Okay. I'm turning it.
A little more.
Oh, Nick.
Stop. All right. Now turn the handle of the vault.
What'd you say?
Try the handle of the safe.
Oh, all right.
Oh, Nick, he can't open it.
He's got to. Maybe he's turning it the wrong way. Listen. Turn the handle the other way and pull.
Yes, all right. The other way.
Oh, Nick, we're safe.
Yes, and not a minute too soon.
What are you two doing in that vault? Who are you?
I'm Nick Carter. Afraid we haven't got time to explain. Oh, by the way, have you seen Arnold, the man who rents this office?
Arnold?
Yes,
Mr. Carter. I saw him and another man leave a little while ago. I had a couple of bags with him.
From the looks of things, he's cleaned out the office thoroughly.
I gotta go and turn off that sprinkler. It'd be flooding the place if I don't. If you folks want me, I'll be in the basement.
All right. Oh, and thanks for what you've done.
Well, I should say so. You saved our lives.
Oh, that's all right, folks. But if I was you, I wouldn't go getting locked in that vault again.
Don't worry.
Get you in trouble.
We won't. All right now, Patsy. Let's look over the office.
Oh, Nick, I'm sorry.
There's always a chance that Arnold may have left something behind.
All right, but there isn't much to look over.
Well, see if you can find anything. Anything at all. The most trivial object may give us a lead.
Well, there's nothing in this closet at all.
Hey, this looks as if it might give us a clue.
Well, what's that, Nick?
This newspaper I found in the wastebasket.
How is that a clue?
Have you noticed the top of the front page of this paper? See what's been written on it?
Why, it's just the number and the letter 3D written in pencil.
Exactly. Usually done by delivery clerks in apartment houses.
Mm-hmm.
Patsy, unless I'm mistaken, this paper is delivered every morning to someone who lives somewhere in apartment 3D.
Why, of course.
I have a hunch that we'll find Arnold lives in apartment number 3D. All right, let's look through this desk. Perhaps we'll find something else.
Oh, there's nothing in this drawer.
I don't know in this one either.
There's nothing in this but some packs of matches.
Let's see, what's... Did you say packs of matches?
Yes, Nick, here they are. 5 packs.
Let's see them. Uh-huh. All of them advertise the Edgewood Arms. That's an exclusive apartment house, not far from here.
Nick, you don't think that...
Patsy, I have a hunch that Arnold lives in apartment 3D at the Edgewood Arms. Come on, let's find out if my hunch is right.
Well, this is 3D, Nick.
Yes, and here's Arnold's name on the door.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm, my hunch was right. All right, ring the bell, see if anyone's home.
Doesn't seem to be anyone in.
Well, this lock doesn't look as though it'll be too difficult to pick. Let's see. Mm-hmm. There we are. Come in, Betsy.
Okay.
I'll turn on the lights.
Looks as though he'd clean this place out, too. He's a fast worker, that guy.
Yeah. Afraid he's come and gone. Looks as if he burned some papers up before he cleared out.
Hmm.
There are ashes in the fireplace.
Do you think they're of any value?
It's hard to tell. I'll put them in this little box. I'll examine them later at my laboratory.
Well, there's nothing at all over here in this desk. It's been cleaned out completely.
Now, wait a minute. Let me turn on this table lamp. Perhaps you can see better.
Nick, what is it?
Patsy, this lamp is still warm. Someone was in this room just a few minutes ago.
Oh, you don't suppose he's still here, do you?
I don't know. There's only one way to find out.
Nick, did you hear that?
Yes. Someone's opened the window in the next room. Patsy, stay here. I'm going to find out who it is before he gets away.
Oh, but, Nick, you haven't got a gun.
I'll have to take my chances, Patsy.
Oh, but, Nick, you may... Nick!
This certainly is one case in which Nick is having difficulty finding clues. At every turn, someone seems to be ahead of him, destroying the evidence. The recovery of the missing baby, which was apparently stolen by a new and particularly vicious criminal gang, seems to be as far away as ever. And now, Nick unarmed is walking into the fire from a blazing gun in the hand of an unseen killer. The answer to the riddle may depend on who is doing the shooting and why. Listen tomorrow. In the strange adventures of Nick Carter, Master Detective, Nick Carter is impersonated by Lon Clark, Patsy by Helen Choate. The stories are written by Bob Arthur and David Cogan. Original music is played by Lou White. The entire production is under the direction of Jock McGregor. Tomorrow night at the same time, listen to the further adventures of Nick Carter in the case entitled...
Kidnapped for Sale, or Nick Carter and the Mystery of the Missing Babies.
The Return of Nick Carter, a copyrighted feature of Street & Smith Publications, Incorporated, is produced in the studios of WOR and is broadcast over most of these stations, Mondays through Fridays, at 9:15 p.m. Eastern War Time. And don't forget, the adventures of Nick's adopted son, Chick Carter, are broadcast over most of these stations Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern War Time. This is Mutual.